The presidential candidates campaigned in two of the states where the race is tightest today, trying to pry open a lead. Senator John Kerry spoke about health care in Des Moines, Iowa, a state which Al Gore just barely won in 2000. President Bush visited Pennsylvania. A CNN Gallup poll released today shows the president leading his challenger there by just one percentage point. Mr. Bush also had a domestic focus today.
Our fundamental systems, the tax code, health coverage, pension plans, and worker training were created for the world of yesterday. Think about that. Not for tomorrow. I believe in the next 4 years we've got to transform these systems to help our citizens.
That's President Bush speaking today in the Philadelphia suburb of Colmar.
NPR's senior political correspondent Mara Liasson is on the road with President Bush this week and joins us now to talk about the campaign. Mara, the debate has been raging between the campaigns on Iraq in the past 2 days, but today it seems the candidates pivoted and talked about domestic issues. Tell us what they had to say.
That's right. Both candidates are back to the domestic economy. This is one area where Bush is still weak against John Kerry. And in Pennsylvania today, the president launched a pretty standard attack on John Kerry. He described him as a tax and spend Democrat. He said that his proposals would raise taxes on small businesses. And the president also talked about his own record. He defended his record of job creation. He said the economy has created 1.7 million jobs, which is more than the economies of Germany, Great Britain, France, and Canada combined. That's a new comparison we haven't heard him make. And he also talked about his plans for the future, how he wants people to be able to put away money tax-free to pay for health expenses, how he wants to increase the flexibility of job training programs.
Senator John Kerry is in Iowa today. What did he have to say?
Right, Michelle. Iowa was the site of John Kerry's great comeback in the Democratic primaries. And today he attacked the president on health care. Health care is another area where the president is weak relative to Kerry. He said that in the Bush administration, it's been open season on drug prices. He said the president was out of touch with the real-life stories of Americans who are struggling to afford health care. And he also touted his own plan for health care. He wants the federal government to pick up 75% of catastrophic health care costs.
The other political story that voters might be chattering about at the water cooler today is the Texas Air National Guard and President Bush's service during Vietnam. What are you hearing about that on the road today?
The White House reacted to the latest turn in that story today. White House spokesman Scott McClellan reacted to the release of some new documents that show that a Texas Air National Guard officer suspended the young George W. Bush from flight duty. McClellan said those charges aren't new, but the documents, which are new, he said the documents release was coordinated by John Kerry and his surrogates because Kerry is slipping in the polls and can't talk about his own record.
The presidential commission debates are coming up in just a few weeks, and the first one is scheduled for September 30th. President Bush's campaign has indicated their interest in two debates rather than three. What are you hearing about all this?
Well, President Bush, not unlike President Clinton, has decided that he only needs two debates. He doesn't need three. He feels pretty confident. Usually an incumbent who feels they're ahead tries to minimize the number of debates. The debate that the Bush campaign would like to skip is that St. Louis debate where the format was supposed to be a town meeting with people asking the candidates questions. Now, both campaigns have assembled a debate negotiating team, and they're going to be sitting down and negotiating the format, the height of the podiums, how many debates there should be.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR senior political correspondent Mara Liasson speaking to us from Colmar, Pennsylvania.